KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Let's take a look at some high school sports from the weekend. First, in Saturday boys baseball action, Coon Rapids Bayard played Ballard to a 3-3 draw as part of the tournament rules. They had a time limit on that game. Coon Rapids Bayard did post a 7-6 win over Bondurant Farrar also Saturday. Lewis Central over Sioux City West in 5 innings, 10-0. Trainer beat Tri-Center 8-3. Pleasantville over Corning 4-3. And PCM beat Corning 18-6 in Saturday boys baseball. Lots of softball Saturday. In girls action Saturday, Atlantic beat Cherokee Washington 5-0. It was Atlantic over Sioux City West 8-0. Woodward Granger beat Atlantic 5-2. Adair Casey over Coon Rapids Bayard 3-2. Arweva beat Grandview Park Baptist 4-3. Arweva over Glidden Ralston in 8 innings, 8-7. Boyer Valley beat West Harrison 10-3. Carroll over Denison 11-9. Carroll beat Woodward Granger 9-6. Coon Rapids Bayard over Guthrie Center 12-0. Denison beat Sioux City West 13-1. Denison over Kemper Catholic 9-4. East Sac County topping Harlan 11-9. Essex a 10-6 winner over Orient Maxburg. Harlan beat Storm Lake St. Mary's 10-0. It was Harlan over Emmitsburg 5-1. Kemper Catholic topping Riverside 11-3. Kemper Catholic over Woodward Granger 7-4. Lennox outscored Essex 11-10. Martinsdale St. Mary shut out Clarinda 12-0. Missouri Valley a 12-10 winner over East Sac County. Mount Air beat Orient Maxburg 8-1. Murray over Mount Air 7-6. Newell Fonda topping Missouri Valley 4-0. Perry a winner over Adair Casey 10-0. Perry beat Guthrie Center 15-4. Riverside 7-6 over Cherokee Washington. Wayne swept a pair from Lennox 3-0 and 4-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Missouri Valley 6-1, and Carroll beat Cherokee 10-0 in Saturday girls softball. A girls softball hits the postseason tonight. 1A girls regional tournaments get underway this evening. In first round play tonight, AHST will play West Harrison. That game in Avoca at 7 o'clock tonight. Also at 7 tonight in Bedford, Villisca will face Bedford. At Coon Rapids tonight in a 7 o'clock matchup, it's Guthrie Center facing Glidden Ralston. Also at 7 o'clock tonight at Corning, Cam will play Orient Maxburg. A doubleheader tonight scheduled for Sydney, as at 5:30, Nishnabotna will play Stanton. That's followed at 7:30 tonight by Essex South Page battling Sydney. At Tabor tonight, Fremont Mills will play East Mills in a 5:30 match. Also at Walnut tonight, Walnut will play Adair Casey. At Westside, Arweva faces Boyer Valley, and at Woodbine tonight, it'll be Riverside against Woodbine. Those winners will all move on in Girls Class 1A regional tournament play. In Major League Baseball action Sunday, Alan Craig homered for the second time in 3 days, and All-Star Yadier Molina also connected as the Cardinals beat the Pirates 5-4 yesterday. St. Louis avoided getting swept in a three-game series at home by Pittsburgh for the first time since 1991. Jason Mott got the last four outs for his 17th save in 21 chances to end the Pirates' four-game winning streak. Mott was the last in a flurry of moves by rookie manager Mike Matheny that left three players seeing time at two positions. Michael McHenry's homer capped a four-run fourth inning that put the Pirates ahead for the first time and also gave them a homer in nine straight games, as they've totaled 15 home runs in their longest streak since another nine-gamer in June of 2008. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Miami over Philadelphia 5-2. Washington beat Atlanta 8-4. Milwaukee downing Arizona 2-1. Chicago shut out Houston 3-0. San Diego blanked Colorado 2-0. San Francisco got by Cincinnati 4-3. And the Dodgers beat the Mets 8-3. In the American League, Trevor Plouffe homered twice. Josh Willingham and Drew Butera each had one, as the Minnesota Twins came back from four runs down to take a big lead and then held on to beat the Kansas City Royals 10-8 on Sunday. With one run already across in the sixth inning, Willingham hit a three-run homer to tie the game at five. Two batters later, Plouffe hit a solo shot for his second of the day. Plouffe also had a solo homer in the second inning. Butera added a three-run shot in the eighth. Bruce Chen, who had allowed just one earned run in each of his last two starts, gave up six earned runs and six hits over five and two-thirds innings. Also, Irving Falu drove in four runs for the Royals. Reliever Jeff Gray got the last two outs in the sixth and the first of the seventh for Minnesota to pick up the victory. Other AL action showed Cleveland beating Baltimore 6-2, Detroit topping Tampa Bay 5-3, the Yankees over the White Sox 4-2, Angels beat Toronto 10-6, Boston over Seattle in 10 innings 2-1, while Oakland beat Texas 3-1. Texas outfielder Josh Hamilton drew a record total of more than 11 million votes, and he's one of three Rangers scheduled to start this month's All-Star game. He'll be joined in Kansas City by catcher Mike Napoli and third baseman Adrian Beltre. Two other division leaders also have three starters for the June 10th Midsummer Classic. The Yankees are sending shortstop Derek Jeter, second baseman Robinson Cano, and outfielder Curtis Granderson. Catcher Buster Posey, third baseman Pablo Sandoval, and outfielder Melky Cabrera are the Giants' representatives. The rest of the National League starting lineup consists of Braves' second baseman Dan Uggla, Reds' first baseman Joey Votto, shortstop Rafael Furcal of the Cardinals, outfielder Matt Kemp of the Dodgers, and Cardinals outfielder Carlos Beltran. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, Omaha beat Albuquerque 6-0, while Nashville outscored the Iowa Cubs 13-12. Iowa on the road tonight at Nashville, while Omaha will host Albuquerque again this evening. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Gabby Douglas has impeccable timing. The perky 16-year-old upset world champion Jordan Weber for the first time Sunday night to win the Olympic gymnastics trials and the lone guaranteed spot for the London Games. Douglas, bolstered by a dazzling uneven bars routine that would make an acrobat sweat, beat Weber, who also made the U.S. squad, by a mere one-tenth of a point after finishing a close second at last month's U.S. championship and the first night of trials. Michaela Maroney and Allie Raisman, who were with Douglas and Weber on the U.S. team that won the title at last fall's World Championships, also made the U.S. squad, as did Kyla Ross. Maroney is the world vault champion. Ross, who was not old enough to be on last year's world team, is a two-time U.S. champion. Nastia Lukin's bid to become the first defending Olympic women's gymnastics champion to return to the ensuing game since 1980 ended Sunday night after she struggled to get through her bars routine during the final night of the U.S. trials. The five-time Olympic medalist, hindered by shoulder injuries during her year-long comeback, slammed face-first into the mat midway through her set after failing to grab the high bar following a release. She calmly picked herself up, walked over, caked her hands in chalk, and then finished. She earned a 13.95, which is far below the standard she set while winning silver in the event in Beijing 4 years ago. The 22-year-old Lukin received a hug from her father and coach, Valeri, and a standing ovation from the sellout crowd at HP Pavilion in San Jose. Lukin later posted a 14.95 on the beam before she saluted the crowd again and finished off her career. Well, Michael Phelps has earned a chance to swim 8 races at the London Olympics. Phelps rallied to win the 100-meter butterfly at the U.S. trials after making the turn in 6th place yesterday. Phelps is expected to swim the same events in which he earned 8 gold medals 4 years ago in Beijing. Also in Omaha, yesterday, 4 years ago, Katie Ledecky had no clue about how to qualify for the Olympics, but now the 15-year-old distance swimmer is heading to London. Ledecky won the 800-meter freestyle by a whopping 2.09 seconds at the trials last night, making her the youngest member of the U.S. swim team. She touched in 8 minutes, 19.78 seconds, with Kate Ziegler taking the second spot at 8 minutes, 21.87 to earn her second Olympic berth. Ledecky broke the trials record of 8 minutes, 20.81 seconds, which was set by Katie Hoff just 4 years ago. A source familiar with the situation says sprinter Geneva Tarmo is reconsidering her decision to take part in a runoff against training partner Allison Felix tonight. The person spoke to the Associated Press anonymously since no announcement has been made. The sprinters agreed to settle a third-place tie in the 100 meters at Olympic trials with a runoff. The winner would earn the last spot in the event to the London Games. Now, the race is scheduled to start at 7 o'clock Central Time tonight, and it would be a boon for track since it'll be shown on NBC in conjunction with the network's coverage of the swimming trials. Tarmo only reluctantly agreed to the runoff in the first place. Well, some postseason honors awarded to members of the 2012 Atlantic Girls Golf Team and some others around the area as well. As a team, an Excellence in Academic Achievement Award was earned from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union by Atlantic. The team members include graduated seniors Katie Blake, Caitlin Walter, and Malachi Wickman, junior Shelby Worth, and sophomores Brooke Fletcher and Bailey Walter. Those girls finished the year with a combined grade point average of 3.56. The Excellence in Academic Achievement Award goes to teams with a combined GPA of 3.2 to 3.6. Malachi Wickman also received an academic All-State Award from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. This award is given to students who have an ACT score of 27 or higher and a cumulative GPA of 3.75 or higher. 3A All-District Awards go out to Brooke Fletcher and Caitlin Walter. All-District is based on nominations by coaches in the Western Iowa District. Other Hawkeye 10 members of the 3A All-District team include Courtney Linen, Kate Shomers, and Bailey Nielsen, all from Harlan. On the 2A All-District team, Morgan Neighborhouse and Megan Wiederin from Kemper Catholic, and also Heather Offert, Ellie Shane, and Sydney Rarick from Clarinda. On the 4A All-District was Kayla Redeker, who plays for Lewis Central. Well, Tiger Woods bagged his third tournament title of the year on Sunday at Congressional, passing Jack Nicklaus for second place on the all-time list. He's 8 victories shy of the career record set by Sam Snead. Woods closed with a 2-under par 69 to finish at 8-under, one stroke better than Bo Van Pelt, who carded an even par 71. Woods moves to the top of the PGA Tour money list and the FedEx Cup standings for the first time since September of 2009. Joe Daly's first in his first Champions Tour title. And it's a major. The 51-year-old Daly shot a 2-under par 68 and finished two strokes better than Tom Lehman at the Senior Players Championship. His 14-under total was good for a $405,000 paycheck and a full Champions Tour exemption for one calendar year. And the traditional day off at Wimbledon was yesterday. They'll resume play today. They're into the round of 16 as the second week of the fortnight commences. Top seeds Novak Djokovic and Maria Sharapova are still around, and they're scheduled for action, while Rafael Nadal and Venus Williams were first-week victims. Sharapova is trying to become the first woman to win the French Open and Wimbledon in the same year since Serena Williams did it in 2002. That's Jack of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.